Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time to welcome in Connor Happer for his portion of the spillover. Good morning, Happer.
Hello, this is my
welcome.
Portion.
Yeah, this is his portion because Schaefer is here for the full hour
my
on Thursday.
My time.
This is Happer's time today.
What are you going to do with your time?
I'd like to talk about the MLB lockout.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
Schaefer, do not.
I purposely have given Sipple the morning off from his
No, don't do that.
Do you have any things to say about
I'm
Rob?
I'm sure you read Rob Manfred's letter, which is being
Rob.
Widely panned by
Look
anyone that has reading ability.
Look at his face.
Man, I just defended him one time. I saw the scroll last night. I immediately thought of you guys.
Yep. Sure you did.
I saw the scroll. There's going to be a lockout.
We are currently in a lockout.
Great leadership.
We are locked.
Oh, stop it, Jake. Come on.
Listen.
What do you know about being a commissioner?
Jake. I'm not saying that I would do a great job, but there is a lockout now, and he is in charge of the league.
But
he and the Players Association are responsible, yes.
Well, it's too bad. Last night, Nebraska ball goes to 4 overtimes. 104.
Yes, they did.
To 100 loss to NC State. They had several chances to win. The Alonzo Verge got hacked on the way to the rim, and regulation was not called.
Mm-mm.
Overtime we go. Double overtime. Bryce McGowan misses a free throw that could have won the game late.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to make that shot. What was it to end the third overtime? The full court heave?
Oh, by NC State.
That almost went
in. Oh, yeah. That would have been a devastating win.
We were just talking about that was off the McGowan's miss.
Yeah, right.
And so we were just talking, Sipple was saying if he makes
all the
it,
overtime
Nebraska
endings
wins.
Mashed together.
Yeah.
I think it was a second.
Well, the one where McGowan's missed the free throw.
No, and I'm trying to remember.
This might have been a different overtime.
Triple overtime is when they had the three courts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heave. So let's see if we can piece this together. End of regulation.
Verge
gets hit on the extension of his hand, according to the announcers.
No, yes. He got jacked on the arm. Baby.
Yeah. But the announcer said it was his hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure. The guy's watching from the same spot that I was.
The announcer in Charlotte, miles down the road.
Yeah. Which, by the way, ESPN has offices and employs people in North Carolina, and you couldn't get anybody to Raleigh.
Well, it's a two-hour drive.
I'm not. Hey, by the way, just for the record, I'm not defending that broadcast.
So that was regulation.
Yes.
The first overtime, I think Verge pulls up for like a contested 20-footer from the elbow or just off the elbow.
Yeah.
I don't remember the second, then if the third one was a half-court heat.
Yeah.
But the second was the one where Bryce missed the free throw,
That's
right?
correct.
But that's what you said.
I think
there
were
the
two different
overtime.
Those were two different
yeah,
overtimes.
Yeah, Bryce was not on the free throw in the third overtime.
Okay.
That was a missed bucket.
I thought you said third. My bad.
Second overtime, Bryce missed the free throw that could have won the game.
That's
third
second.
Overtime, there was a bucket miss, and they went for a three-quarters heave, and it almost went in.
Okay.
So they had a couple of those?
No, they only had one heave.
I thought for some reason, I'm conflating that the heave happened after the McGowan miss.
I don't think so.
That was the third overtime.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
All right.
Fourth overtime was relatively uneventful, right?
For Nebraska. Well,
Nebraska had run out of players because Breidenbach fouled out by getting a rebound.
And everybody was kicked. He didn't have any Oleg because he got kicked out.
I'm just shocked.
Or
Lat
Mayhem. What are you shocked about, Jake?
So, Thomas Allen was a guy that was, I thought, pretty good at Nebraska.
Yeah, it was weird.
He always was Palmer and Watson and Roby. He's a big part of it.
I totally understand where you're going.
We think he's going to NC State and start, and he's not playing until the third overtime of that game?
He was injured. He's been injured. He was injured.
He's working his way back from
a game, too.
Yeah. Was he suspended?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's working his way back from an injury.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he's going to be a rotation player for them anyway.
God, they need shooters, though.
They can't shoot.
They need shooters. That's
why.
6 of 34 on threes.
They were 11 of 23 the game before against Louisiana Tech.
So they
scored 90 points. They're really streaky. Like, I don't want to pretend like I know a ton about NC State basketball. They're built the same way Nebraska is.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really good inside.
Very similar.
And they live and die on their ability to make shots from the outside.
That's why we thought that they'd have a pretty good chance last night. That would be their best chance in the
four. That's why
games.
I think they look good, because they matched up well against
Well, you were right. They had a great chance. Nebraska had a great chance.
Multiple good chances. Yeah.
And then we were discussing before we went on air, if you do have Trey McGowan's, you can defend Sebron.
Yeah, we didn't bring that up, Jake, for an entire show today.
Well, they also didn't have their center starting for NC State.
Well, that's true.
So there's two guys who are important.
That's true.
For both teams.
But, man, McGowan's.
Trey is your only
solid defender.
Well, yes, like actively he does that, but he's like your only guy who could even be somewhat physical or tough. You know, like, you know what I mean? They just don't have guys that want to bang. I mean, Walker
does.
Walker does, but he's undersized.
It's doubly as frustrating when you don't have those guys, and when you have what Nebraska was trying to do is just stay in front of him, and he just gets to put his head down, run into everything, and gets to go to the free throw.
Right.
Like, the disparity of what he got to do because he's 6'7",
yeah, and what Verge was trying to do because he's six foot
was really frustrating.
Right,
because there were several times where he was completely out of control and got bailed out with fouls.
Caller Jim's going to kill me for this, but Nebraska
positivity.
Yeah, tell me this isn't true. If Nebraska has Trey McGowan's to guard Seaborn, Nebraska wins the game.
That seems fair.
That's what I think. Seaborn's getting to the rim.
I mean, they almost won the game without him. So,
right.
Yeah.
Seaborn's getting to the rim way too easy.
That's not
happening with Trey McGowan.
I thought Trey was one of the stars of the game when he scooted out there.
That was hilarious. That was what a great moment of comedy.
Everybody runs to the fight and he just scoots out there.
Why didn't he scoot away is what...
He was joining the team, Sip. He had to be with the squad.
That thing was so unbelievably stupid.
It's the dumbest thing.
And it's great that it culminates completely with Nebraska collapsing with this whole lead.
And Andre, like, they had the close-up view of kind of what was happening. So Lat, you know, pushed the guy or whatever, and they were like, hey, what the hell? And then, like, a half a second later, Andre was in there. Like, he had sprinted all the way from the other side.
Not good.
Yeah.
The broadcast blew that so thoroughly. Schaefer, understand.
They don't know what's
I'm
going on.
I'm with you
They're
exactly
not
on the broadcast, but where I come down on the broadcast is it's better than nothing. It's a step better than nothing, but it is better than nothing.
Well, I think we could set something up where two guys in Nebraska just call you on a conference call, and they tell you what they're watching on the television because
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The same thing.
Yeah. Hey, Tapper, did you think the broadcast was suspect?
Yeah. Yeah,
you, come on.
Yeah, you can
the
tell.
Moment they led into the game and those two guys and they have the split screen and the mismatch background behind them and very clearly
they should do that. By
yeah,
way.
And it was don't like, show the. Now
I knew instantly that I was going to be annoyed at some point,
but not the whole.
Why,
game.
Yeah, why would you show them if you're going to? So they're obviously not there, like that.
So I was at a sports bar for the first half. Every other game. So it was all Big Ten ACC across this whole – every other game, the announcers were there.
Yep.
At the Purdue something women's basketball game, there's announcers there, and yet Nebraska, NC State, there's just nothing.
No, I got over
it
quick.
It's on ESPNU, which
short
you can't
drive
get.
Charlotte.
Here's the thing. I got over it really quick. I knew within 5 minutes of game time, this is a disaster. But then I just thought, oh, it's just a disaster. I mean,
I'm prepared to live with it.
Yeah,
embrace
exactly.
it and accept the disaster.
Yeah. There were times where I was like, oh, God, really? I mean, they blew, like, saying Colby Webster was among the ejected, and then him coming in the game and...
Well, you know what?
I mean, it was confusing to me, by the way.
The whole Derek Walker out of bounds, inbounds thing, like...
Oh, he blew that thoroughly.
They're just straight guessing what's happening. They have no idea. The only reason I know is that Robin Washington's in the arena, and he's like, it's going to be NC State ball. And they're talking about how the ball's going back to Nebraska.
Thoroughly blew that.
Well, and then, you know, they don't have, like, there's no director or anything like that there for the broadcast. There's just camera people. They're trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
So what happens when the broadcasters are there, the refs will come up to the table, and one of them will take the headset off, and they will explain it directly to the guy, one-on-one. Like, I have the best information there is.
Ooh, it's unfortunate.
They don't have that.
It's unfortunate.
They weren't there.
Yeah,
so then nobody has it.
Yeah. So they're just guessing. Oh, this guy's gone. This guy's probably gone.
Doesn't it? No, I got a question, a legitimate question. Doesn't ESPN have to look at that and say, I don't know if we can do this?
Well, you would have thought that that conversation would have happened already. They clearly think they can do it because it happens all the time.
Could you not have found two students at NC State to run a broadcast like Big Ten does?
Right.
Like, I just...
Two good students.
You can... Mm-hmm. You can... I'm all for, you know, trying to figure out how you don't spend too much money to cover things as it relates to trying to also do your job efficiently. There was ways ESPN could have staffed people at that game rather than having those two guys from their kitchen.
Yeah, there's going to be people listening to us saying, man, you guys are really being hard on that broadcast. But if you...
I don't think anyone that watched the game...
No, that's the thing. Those people would only be people who missed it. If they saw it, they'd understand. Yeah. It was about as bad as it gets.
We have a caller. Aaron, you're on the spillover. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think maybe the only thing... Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. We got you.
Okay. I think maybe the only thing worse than the broadcast last night was the officiating. I think we can agree on that.
Yeah, that's bad.
But the overtimes, I think the second one did end on... What you guys are talking about, the heave after McGowan's free throw. And then the third one, remember they had NC State miss a couple of bunnies right at the rim with like 10 seconds left.
Okay.
We kicked it up the court to McGowan's. He missed the layup.
Okay.
And then they got the rebound and came down and checked up that three at the top of the key.
Got it.
Okay. There we go. All right. Thanks for clearing
that
up.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.
There we go. So what you're right, Schaefer.
Well, they all combined together. You had guys.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Bryce McGowan's played 58 minutes last night.
Which
of 658.
I was super impressed by that.
Yeah.
I mean, to have the conditioning to be able to do that.
He's tough.
I will say this for him. He didn't look tired.
No, he doesn't. He looks he's in incredible shape.
Because that became a concern of mine around the second overtime is, well, you don't have your full lineup anymore. You already lost Lat. You know, like, eventually you're going to run into foul trouble. Like, these guys have legs for this?
He's one of those guys that, I mean, this probably goes without saying because of how talented he is, but he's going to be so much better at the end of this year than he is at the start.
Like, yeah, and I don't want to bury him.
No, going through the Big Ten mm-hmm. and getting, you know, getting pushed around and all that stuff, like, he will adjust to it, and it won't take very long.
He is excellent on the offensive end. I mean, he is a special player on the offensive end.
I mean, he needs
help.
He needs help, but he needs...
Well, Verge, he's got Verge. Verge and McGowan's are a good duo.
More than two, then.
He needs more than that. I mean...
I agree.
I'm just saying about him, like, he needs to be a little bit bigger. Like, what he's doing right now, he can't use his body...
Yeah, he's not physical enough.
Yeah, he can't use his body the way, you know, guys who look like him will. Yeah, right.
He couldn't use it, he can't play bully ball the way that Seabron.
No, can't. Not right now.
But he still finds a way. He still finds a way to get to the rim pretty well.
He does, and he finished through contact a few times last night.
He has and ones, yeah, a couple of those.
Yeah, like him, really like him.
It's time for the 2-minute drill.
Hot round, red seven, red seven, red seven. Hot round, down, step, hut, hut.
Two straight weeks of the Cowboys on Thursday football. They play the Saints tonight. Do we get back on track or not?
Oh, wow, it's Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
This week has been weird for me.
It has.
Cowboys,
you
Saints.
Seem like you're feeling better, though.
Yeah, well, compared to Monday and Tuesday.
He's back.
You were worried about that mic sock from yesterday. If I was in on Monday or Tuesday, this whole place would just be disease-ridden.
Disease-ridden.
This game does not seem appealing to me at all.
Uh-uh, me neither, so I'm glad you said that first.
The Saints are, especially, like, the Saints just have... Is Kamara even playing?
Not game-time
both,
decision.
Both Harrison him and Elliott are pretty
Ingram,
banged
Ingram's
up.
Playing, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's slightly appealing. The Cowboys have struggled a little bit recently. I don't think the Saints are very good, like you were just trying to say.
They're a boring team, too.
I don't know, but it's kind of a big moment for the Cowboys.
It is. Get back on track.
Did you see what the viewership for the Boys Raiders was on Thanksgiving? Did you see the number?
Is it really good?
I think it's 34 million.
It was the most watched football game.
And they lost.
In a long time.
You might double check the Raiders won. Congrats to you.
Thank you.
Well, what else
did you see? Nebraska's BTN number against Iowa?
Yeah.
The biggest ever.
1.95. Million?
92, I think.
1.92 million?
A lot of people out there.
The number for the...
A lot of people out there.
That's true.
The Michigan...
Yeah, there's people out there, Jake.
The Michigan-Ohio State game, too. I think it was the most watched college football game on Fox of all time.
I like hearing this.
I do, too. We need to hear this. Hey, yes. Jake, there's a lot of people out there.
People forget that.
They do. Happer and Shaper is next for Steve Sipple. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.